Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Join us for On the Media, Saturday mornings at 7 on KSJE Farmington. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center. The most important ingredients to sustaining health and wellness are the resources and tools that help you live a vibrant and healthy life. At San Juan Regional Medical Center, the goal is to promote health by making sure those resources are available. Find the path to the best life at lifebetterhere.com. San Juan Regional Medical Center. Better is our mission, improving lives through personalized health and care.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Megan Culp, along here with Scott Micklin and Scott Duran.
Hello.
Hello.
How is everyone?
Good.
That was really synchronized.
Was it?
Hello.
We've been practicing that.
Yes.
All week.
All week.
Yeah.
Just for this moment.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But great to see you all. Haven't seen you in a while. Megan Culp.
I know. Megan, I had disasters last week.
Whoa. Wow. Okay. Well, we're glad you're back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too.
But busy. Yeah. You were busy.
I was busy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you had like 5 different jobs you were doing last week. So
we should mention that.
And two of those were for us.
Yes.
So we appreciate that. I want to give you a shout out for your Connie Mack coverage, helping us with social media, and you were on the field in 1,000-degree heat, interviewing people and talking a little bit about the games and the players and everything else. So, and I know you enjoy it, but just it's some long nights.
Very long nights. I was home at 12:30 every night.
Yeah.
Or so every morning.
Yeah. And then back up at whatever to get to your day job.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's always fun for like one week a year.
And then
you're tapped out.
And then that's enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I understand.
Exactly. Yeah, I completely agree on that one.
But thank you for your efforts. We appreciate
it. Because you were in the studio.
Yeah. I was here and then I would get here because the first games would in the first hit was like at
9:30. Yeah,
so I would roll in.
So appreciate that.
9 o'clock,
and be here till like 1.
Yeah.
So
take a few breaks during the day, but not a lot.
Yeah,
because they're really kind of one right after another. So that would happen. But anyway, so we're glad that you're all here. So there you are.
We made it.
Hey, that's right. We want to remind you that this is the That's Interesting show. The show where. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
That's interesting. Exactly. I have the wrong logo up, so I didn't really want to show it.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you tell me?
I don't know.
Thanks, team.
I didn't think about that.
We weren't even covering your back. I don't know. What that was.
Okay.
But.
Thanks. I'm going to change it right now.
Okay.
That's interesting. The show where you get to call in.
That's right. So that's what we want to hear from you. So the phone lines are open, everybody, at 505-566-3909. There it is. 505-566-3909. So give us a call and let us know what's interesting in your world.
Yes.
And we'll get you on the air.
Please.
Connie Mack was one thing that was interesting. A new winner, by the way, right?
Yeah.
Dallas
Tigers.
Which was super
exciting.
Right.
Because it's been the Midland Redskins ever since. This was my 4th year doing it, and every year it was the Redskins, and I was a little tired of that.
Right.
I was like,
almost like the Patriots.
Yeah,
huh?
I was like, anybody but them
was
who I was rooting for.
I hear you.
It really did turn into like almost like the NFL at the Super Bowl. Like anybody but the Patriots. Anybody but the Buccaneers. Just as long as it's not them. But no, it was a really dog fight during the whole last three innings there. You know what I mean? When Dallas just all of a sudden came back and tied up the game, and it was just like, okay, here we go. Extra innings.
Yeah, it was exciting, right? It went into nine innings.
Yeah, it was like one of those, like, you know, as you see on TV type stories, and it was kind of cool to see it all play out.
Right. Exactly. Why am I showing all that on the screen? Sorry, everyone, while I'm working. Wow. What a mess.
Well,
anyway,
we can talk about
that's what I want to show.
Yes,
okay.
There we go.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Grief. Anyway, yeah, so Connie Mack, there you go. Dallas Tigers, winners.
Yes.
The end. Okay.
The end. No.
Okay. Till next year.
Yes, until next year. Then we do it all over again.
We will. We're very excited to do it again. So there you go. All right, I think I have everything. I think I have my stuff organized now.
Okay.
Okay. My goodness. So, here we are. Here we are.
It's been a minute. Pulling it together
on
Friday.
Minute. Somebody.
It's been a minute because it has been a minute. Y'all covered the balloon festival. So, That's Interesting has not been on the air for some time.
Has it?
Balloon
yeah.
Balloon festival.
Weren't you covering a balloon thing or a parade?
Oh, that was in June. Is that as long as it's been? Since we were on, because we were over in Bloomfield one morning.
Yeah.
But then we've been back. We've had the show. Well, anyway, I shouldn't say anything because I'm having a rough morning.
Well, so, I'm just excited to be back because
this
is my favorite show.
Yeah. See? So and but it's only good if you call, audience.
Yes.
You know, we really need you to call. So give us a call, 505-566-3909. It doesn't matter what phone you use to call us.
That's a pretty good meme. That's a Saved by the Bell shout out.
You like that?
Yeah.
Zach. Whatever his last name was.
Zach Bell.
No, that's not
No, that's not right. No. Someone will call us and tell us who that is.
There you go.
But yeah.
I know. It was special.
I made that this morning. That's why I was so bummed that I didn't have it ready to go on the with the right logo. But now I do. So there you go.
You didn't even do the catchphrase. Doesn't he say pause? Before he talks to the audience and breaks the fourth wall?
Oh, maybe. I don't know.
So you missed opportunities.
It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
Missed opportunities.
Right.
It's been a long time.
But that brings up a comment that I wanted to talk about this morning with all of you, and that is technology. And, you know, when you look at the phone he's holding.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And how phones have changed over the years, right? And technology has changed, and, you know, it's increasing.
Yeah.
Every month, week, what have you, and our phones are changing and becoming bigger, smaller, whatever, right?
Well, yeah. At one point, they were, like, a lot smaller, and they started getting bigger again.
That's true. That's true, but it's been interesting to kind of see how that has worked and how much we use our phones for. You know,
yeah.
they've grown from just being phones to little mini computers in our pockets.
Oh. I was listening to a podcast and the journalist said that he writes all of his pieces on his phone.
Yeah,
wow, right?
Like while he's on the train.
See,
he's in New York,
right?
But it's like, whoa, writing your articles on the phone.
Right.
Funny enough, speaking of that, and looking at Zach over there on Saved by the Bell.
Yes.
Mario Lopez, the guy who used to...
Another Saved by the Bell alum.
Yeah, cast there. He does the same thing. He's saying that he doesn't have a laptop, doesn't have an iPad. He does everything that he needs to do off of his phone. Emails, texts, writing his own notes and stuff like that is off of his phone.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't go anywhere to that because this is where I do all my business.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's just more convenient for me.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
See?
I don't know. The screens are kind of small to do a lot.
Yeah.
But I know people
do
it.
Yeah. A whole piece on a phone.
Right.
Yeah. But yeah. It's
I mean, I know people have, you know, you can get a portable keyboard, right? And just type it into your phone and do that. I mean, I can see that might make sense for people if they're going to use their phones for big writing projects.
Right.
I think
your thumbs would wear out if you had to. Use your phone keyboard with your thumbs.
I don't know, man. You take it up with Slater.
Yeah.
AC Slater.
AC Slater.
I don't think he's with us anymore, but okay.
Isn't that his
name? Oh, no. Slater was there. No, that's right.
Mario
it's Screech. Open. I'm thinking Screech.
Screech, yeah.
Screech is long. Screech is long gone.
Yes.
Sorry about that. But yeah.
So, womp, womp, womp.
I was I thought Mario Lopez was still alive.
You're right. Mario Lopez is here. Wow.
I just saw that dude the other day.
I'm
going
to go back to bed. My goodness. What a morning.
What a morning for you.
I know, right? Anyway,
so,
what do you got?
What do I have?
Yeah.
So out-of-body experiences. Have either of you ever had an
out-of- leave it to Megan to bring us back to something thoughtful and interesting and deep. Out-of-body experiences. Okay, sorry.
So have you guys ever had an out-of-body experience?
I honestly can't say that I have or have not.
Maybe having one right now.
Yeah, maybe that's what's going on over there. The definition would be it's almost like you're witnessing your own self. So it's like you're a third person observer yourself. So, you know, a lot of things can cause this, near-death experiences, certain drugs and certain psychiatric illnesses can cause these experiences.
Okay.
And they've kind of localized where these experiences occur in the brain. Hmm. But it's interesting how they got there. So there was a man who had severe epilepsy, and he would have these out-of-body experiences. So he went to a neurology professor at Stanford and was explaining his case. And the neurology professor's like, well, why don't we try electrodes to stimulate certain parts and see if we can find it? So in the premedial cortex, which is just it's the middle of the brain, mm-hmm. within that space, mm-hmm. there's a gyrus, which is, if you look at the brain, those folds, those are gyruses. And behind one of those gyruses is the anterior precuneus.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Almost forgot. Anterior precuneus. And they attached electrodes to that part, stimulated it, and found that, you know, the out-of-body experience thing happened. And what they found was most interesting is you have three selves, basically. And this anterior precuneus is responsible for keeping track of your self-conscious. And one of those is your narrative self-conscious, and that's your memories,
right.
your stories that make up you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's one of them. Then there's a social one, how you relate to others. And then there's your body awareness. And they found that they could localize the out-of-body experiences separate from the narrative and the social. So you can have those two things intact and then be unaware of your own body.
Hmm.
So
this...
What's cool is that this research led to broader research where they're now using stimulation to help with chronic pain because they discovered you can localize different areas and stimulate them.
Oh, okay.
So they have a lot of promise for a lot of brain disorders to stimulate and chronic pain, stimulate those areas and alleviate some of that without having to do an approach that just blasts with, like, say, medicine or something and just blasts the whole brain, and then you might have some unwanted side effects. So... That's the story of the anterior precuneus.
Okay.
And I just think it's really interesting that you have three parts, the narrative, the social, and the,
right.
the body. That's really interesting.
That is interesting. Well, and I always find it interesting how they study that because, you know, as they're probing the brain, the patient is actually awake.
Awake, yeah.
To be able to tell the doctors what they're experiencing, right? And so that's really interesting to me,
kind
too.
Of wild, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of
and
wild.
And that they poke something and there's a... You know, or they smell something, or they, you know, right? I mean, that's what happens, isn't it? Because there's a lot about the brain that we don't know.
Ton about the brain that we don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They say we know more about space than the human brain.
Well.
We know more about space than we do a lot of things on this planet.
Yeah.
That could be.
Than the ocean, even.
Yeah.
Right? That's true. Yeah. Interesting.
And most of the internal caves in the world. But we know it as well.
Speaking of science.
Yes.
I also saw Oppenheimer.
Oh, did you see Oppenheimer?
I saw Oppenheimer last weekend.
Okay.
It was good. I was worried about the 3-hour. It's 3 hours and 15 minutes runtime.
Okay.
So when you add like previews and stuff, you're there for like 3.5 hours, which is very long.
Right.
And you kind of, it was kind of like making me think about the old days where they had intermissions at movie theaters.
Right.
It's like, I kind of need an intermission to stand up here. So it was a little long, but it was actually quite captivating. And it was interesting because the story is all told in dialogue, right? It's just a bunch of dialogue between young Oppenheimer and that life. And then they kind of did the whole thing where they switch back and forth between the past and the present.
Okay.
And just what his life was like when he was in school. And then his love interests, and then his, like, you know, the actual making of the bomb, and the story of Los Alamos, which some people might not know that they...
Fascinating.
They constructed that town just for the scientists to live there, so that's the origin of the city is just...
Yeah.
For scientists.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go to Santa Fe, there's like a portal or like a doorway along the plaza where people would go to catch the bus.
Yes.
To Los Alamos because they didn't want a lot of cars, you know, going out there and things like that. So they would transport folks from Santa Fe to the town if they had to come and go.
Right. And they
there's a plaque there.
Really interesting because they took... you can bring your family. Scientists were allowed to bring their families. So they like employed the wives as like clerks and things like that. But there was one wife who had studied at Harvard chemistry. So they promoted her to work in the plutonium lab, which was just kind of a cool like feminist shout out.
Nice.
There's like one woman involved. they had her as a typist, and she was like, I can't type. They didn't teach us that in chemistry class.
Wait, you're a chemist?
Yeah, exactly. So they're like, oh, you need to go over there.
Yeah.
So it was good. It was, you know.
Did the 3 hours move along pretty well?
It moved along pretty well. Okay. I mean, because the acting was stellar. And at the end, they kind of left you with this feeling of like, was this a good idea or not? We don't know. You know, it opened up. The world is never the same now that this technology exists.
And right.
We're responsible for that. And was that a good idea?
Right. Well, Oppenheimer believed that it was a wrong idea at the end, didn't he?
Yeah, at the end, he had a change of heart. Yeah.
He even gave the is it from the Quran? The quote from Quran? Is it Quran?
Oh, they didn't do that in the movie, but
no,
that's interesting.
But he does it in his speech when he talks about after he created the bomb. I am death. I am the harbinger. I am the harbinger of death and all that stuff. And he things. And at the end of the little thing, he says, God have mercy on our souls for what we have created. Because he had automatically feared what he just done.
Yeah, and sure. He was very driven throughout the whole film. And then he has this change of heart after it happens. And he's like, whoa.
What did I, yeah.
But and it went into his communist sympathies as a young man at school.
Right.
And early teaching. He was very sympathetic towards the Communist Party. Since had left them, but the Senate was digging into that and calling him a commie and all that. You know. So it went into all of that, too. That was interesting.
Wow.
And again, just a stellar cast.
Cool movie.
It was a great movie. I highly suggest it. It's my type of, I mean, I love movies about documents and dialogue and like things like that. So
right.
It was kind of up my alley.
I think it's fairly accurate, right? I mean, some movies take some poetic justice or license with storylines and things like that, but this one I think is fairly true to life.
They say
remembering correctly.
Yeah, they say it's like a real high budget History Channel movie, as far as its accuracy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. Megan's Movie Reviews, a new show.
There we go.
Just came up with a new show.
How was Barbie?
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
Okay. It might be a little different vibe.
You know, at first when you were like, before you were like, I wish they brought back Intermissions, I thought you were going to be like, I wish I just went and saw Barbie. I was like, oh. But you totally changed that narrative.
I'll see that when it's streaming. Yeah.
You will. Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to go in the theater to see it. I'm not that interested to do that.
Yeah, I'm not.
But.
I'm sure you must have a pink t-shirt you could wear.
I have the Blondie t-shirt.
Well, there you go.
Blondie and
Barbie.
Hey.
There you go. All right. Blondie's I haven't seen a movie in forever. So.
Yeah, it's a good experience.
Man, you should watch movies.
I watch them. I haven't seen a movie in a theater in a long time, but I will watch them. Yeah.
I can't even remember the last one. I watched The Flash.
Okay.
That was the one.
All right. There you go. Cool. Very good.
I'm excited for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That one you'll go see.
Oh, yeah.
I bet, yeah.
Yeah.
See? There you go. Well, there you go, everyone. This is the That's Interesting program on KSJE, the program that we bring to you and ask you to call in and add to the show. You can give us a call at 505-566-3909, 505-566-3909, and share whatever's been going on in your world since we last spoke, which has been a while.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to remember back to our last show, but it's been a while.
I don't know. Yeah, to be honest, I can't remember the last time we were on. We've been busy. Been very, very busy.
True. That's true. So, very good. Scott, what did you bring this week?
Myself, no skate. I did bring a little bit of stuff. One of them is, Megan, do you know the national animal for Scotland?
For Scotland?
Yeah.
Is it what are those things that they're like Scottish bison?
No.
Okay.
good guess.
Yeah, good guess.
Scott, do you know the Scottish national animal?
National animal, yeah. Right?
It's not anthem.
Right. It's the kilt.
No. Okay.
Right. They catch them in the wild and wrap them around their waist.
Yeah, you know, that's how they do it. That's what kilts are, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Boys and girls, if you're listening.
If you're listening.
No,
do tell.
The national animal for Scotland, believe it or not, is the unicorn.
No way.
Yes way.
Wow.
Megan
is it is
shocked.
The unicorn. Wow. And they adopted that in the mid-1500s, and they started to put that all over as their signet logo and all that stuff as their, you know, and they named it their national animal.
Okay.
So one of the reasons why they did it was because it roots back towards their Celtic beliefs. I mean, unicorns have been depicted in not just in the Celtic histories, but from like different cultures throughout the world. True. There's always been some kind of form of an animal, like a horse-like animal with a horn on its head. But in the Celtic belief that it's a very chivalrous, silver. Oh, sorry, how do you say it? Chivalrous, right? Is mm-hmm. that correct?
Yeah, sure.
Chivalrous, brave, peaceful, and innocent creature. It has all that in combined, and that's what Scotland wanted to. Yes, and Scotland really wanted to grasp that aspect, and that's what became their national animal. And again, everybody thought like, oh, like the bison, right? Their whole wildlife culture they have there in the northern part of the England and all that stuff, and all that little islands they have set there. But they're like, no, we're gonna go with the mythical creature.
We're gonna go with unicorn.
With unicorns. Okay. It's just cool. I mean, I sat there, I looked at it the other day, and I was like, oh, that's awesome. Like, name another country that has something similar to that. Not one.
Yeah, I don't think so. Right.
I was like, I tried to think about other countries that probably always picked an animal that is, you know, well known in their region. Right. I mean, obviously for us, it's like the Roadrunner or the Bald Eagle and stuff like that. But for the United States, but, you know, again, like here for New Mexico, it's the Roadrunner mm-hmm. because we used to have a whole bunch of them here, right?
El Chaparral's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for Scotland, it's a unicorn.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought that was cool. I was like, heck yeah.
That's kind of cool. It's interesting.
It is interesting. That's interesting.
It is. There you go. So, see? Learn something new on this program.
I did learn something new.
Right? There you go. We like that about this show.
Yes.
So, exactly. All right, everyone. So what would you like to call in and tell us about? You can do that right now at 505-566-3909. 505-566-3909. Here we are in early August, and school is starting. We'll be starting, right?
Next week.
Elementary
isn't
schools and secondary schools and college will start in about 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So
you go back to teaching and you have another class, don't you?
I have four classes.
You're going to do another set of four?
Wow.
And then I'm almost done.
I couldn't remember if you were almost done and you only had like one or two classes left.
No, I have five left. We do mini-mesters. So it's broken down.
Beg your pardon.
So, yeah, so it's like I graduate in December, but the semesters are 8 weeks, I think. So it's like four and then one and then I'm done. So, but I turned in my final draft of my thesis.
Nice.
Which, and I'm waiting to hear back on whether it's approved or not, which is like every second I'm like checking email to see if it's come back yet as approved. But that was a huge accomplishment to finish that.
Yeah, that was my definitely. Plan for the summer. Congratulations. Remind us what you're writing about.
It was hopelessness as a public health issue.
That's right.
And we were using divergent thinking and creativity as a treatment for that because hopelessness I kind of framed as a crisis of imagination in that I can't find a different way out. I can't see any way out. There's no solution to this problem. That's the kind of thing that people are embroiled in. So by doing these creative thinking apps, it will increase your ability to see multiple opportunities and possibilities. And
who wouldn't approve that?
Yeah.
I want names.
I couched it in an app, too, to keep it hip and relevant.
Nice.
Yes.
Wow.
There you go.
Hip and relevant.
See? That's really cool. Well, good luck. And you have to do, like, four classes in one class? You can't do, like, three and three?
No, the way that it was just when they were offered, you know?
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
That's how they get you.
Yeah. It's
higher ed?
It's a lot.
You hear me?
Yeah. Hear me, higher ed. Hear say I, higher ed.
Aren't you?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Aren't you part of the man?
Did you see the unicorn that ran by there? Holy moly.
Oh, wow. It's out there. Exactly. But there you go. But that's what happens. That's what happens sometimes. You can only take them when they're offered, these classes. So. Yeah. But you're almost done.
I'm almost done.
How exciting. Then we do have to call you doctor. After this?
No.
Oh.
No?
Can we?
No.
Oh, okay.
Can I call you doc?
No, because it's a second master's, not a doctorate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah.
So we call you mistress.
Yes. That's okay.
Okay.
Mistress Megan.
There you go. There's another show.
Mornings with Mistress Megan.
There we go. Yeah. Exactly. All right. The show has really gone off the rails, everyone, I'm afraid. Poor Scott. He's really trying to be professional.
Wait, we have a call.
We have a call. How about that? That's exciting. All right, let's see. Who is brave enough to join the show today? Let us see. They are now on hold, and now they are on the air. Good morning. You're on KSJE. Thank you so, so, so much for calling in.
Well, hi, Scotty. It's Randy West.
Randy West.
Randy.
Great to talk to you, Randy West. Fresh off of a wonderful run at Lions Wilderness Park Amphitheater and Into the Woods.
That's so kind of you. Thank you so.
You're welcome. What's coming up next, Randy?
Well, believe it or not, no rest for the wicked. We just closed Into the Woods, and next Thursday on the 10th, we open back at the Civic Center, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
How about that? Wow. That'll be 2 weeks, Randy, the running?
Thursday through Saturday at 7:30 and a 2 o'clock matinee for 2 weekends.
Okay.
All right.
Gotcha. So very good. And I'm going to be calling you later to set up a time to come see you and talk about that more. In detail.
I just wanted to say that, this is the biggest cast of the summer. We're pretty close to, I think we're over 60.
And, wow.
39 of them are local youngins that have been rehearsing with us since June to get ready to be the youth ensemble in this. And my trail to Joseph goes clear back to when I was 28, and I'd just been sent to San Francisco by Stephen Sondheim, and I was a little heady over all my Sondheim stuff. And a conservatory asked me, because it was kind of the time of the hyphenate, where directors were director choreographers.
Oh, right.
And I was one of those. And so they said, we'd like our students to see what it's like when it's one person that does both jobs. And I said, I'd love to do that for you if we can agree on a project. And they said, well, there's a new version of Joseph. And I said, oh, I'm really not a Weber guy. I said, I'm more of a Sondheim guy. And they said, well, will you listen to it over the weekend? And I said, sure. And I came back, and I still believe this, but I said, basically, there isn't an original musical thought in Joseph, that they're all musical genre spoofs.
Right.
There's a jazz number, and there's a 50s number, and I cited all these different musical spoofs. And I said, however, if you want me to build a version of the show that's kind of my own take, I've identified 14 different Broadway choreographers that have definitive styles, and I'd like to do the jazz number in Bob Fosse, do the country number in Tommy Tune, and I identified 14 different Broadway choreographers that I would spoof their style in the number that fit their style the most. And and they said, yeah, if that makes you happy, you can do it any way you want. And so I built it. And it broke the box office record at that theater. And then they did the play that was rehearsing for 2 weeks. And then they brought that version back again for another 6 weeks. And it broke the box office record that it had just broken.
Wow.
And so it became kind of this thing that was being done all over Southern and Northern California. And at one time, Chico City Light Opera, which was a city light opera in Northern California, booked me to do my version of Joseph. And when I showed up, there was a very serious dancer there that I'd worked with two other times. And she was just turning 16. And I said, I'd like you to dance captain for me. And she said, Randy, I'm only 16. I said, I know that. You're the most qualified person to do this. Let's do this show together. And that was Sarah Harkness. Who is now my choreographer.
We know her, sure.
I won't say Sarah is 40-something,
Careful.
But she's in great shape, and she's choreographing like she's never choreographed before. So we sat down and said, let's do this. Let's reconceive Randy's conception of all these choreographer styles. And so it is a huge, eclectic dance show. And I think people will really find that fun.
I think they will, and there's a lot of great music in Joseph, of course, and it hasn't been on stage here for a long time. I was looking; it was out at Sandstone maybe 11 years ago, 12 years ago, I think.
It was 11 or 12.
Yeah.
And I said when I kept doing it because it became so popular, and I still mean this. I say, Joseph is cotton candy, but it's really good cotton candy. I mean, it's just a fun time in the theater.
Right, Well, that'll be a lot of fun. And like you said, you had a lot of young people who have been working really hard all summer to get ready for this show, right?
Yeah, and we feature, besides having the youth ensemble, we feature probably 10 of them as featured young dancers, where they dance with the adults. And we truly are committed to our mentoring program, where we believe if you take really talented people and mix them with professional people, that they just explode in terms of potential. And I think you'll see that.
Right. And for folks who remember, this is kind of the same mentoring program and youth that were involved in the play that we saw last summer in August with Annie. And that's you had all true. The orphans that had been rehearsing all summer, and they were great on stage. So this is kind of the same type of thing.
It's kind of a format, and
yeah.
I think that we're going to fall into that. We're already talking about next summer, and the third show in next summer will also have the largest group of young people in it.
Okay. See, there you go. Well, Randy, thank you for calling in to remind us that, Joseph of the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat opens next weekend.
Yep, a week from yesterday.
Yeah. You sound very relaxed for someone who has a show opening in less than a week.
Yep. Oh boy, it's been a little tight this summer, but we've stayed on schedule, and we're on the verge of really having a really solid summer, and that's because all the people I get to work with are just terrific.
Well, and the audiences show up too. You couldn't do without them.
Yep. We do it because of them.
Right.
You know, it's a rehearsal without the audience. It becomes a performance when we get to share it with them, and we feel their energy come back at us. And I also just want to say to you guys there, thank you so much for all you do, supporting all things Farmington, and certainly having a special warm spot in your heart for cultural things.
Well,
thank you.
We don't call ourselves a cultural beacon for nothing, so you're very welcome, Randy West.
Well, you're a very important cultural beacon.
Very good. Hopefully a bright one. So thank you for calling in, sir.
My pleasure. Take care, you guys.
All right. Thank you.
Randy.
It's Randy West, of course, from the Farmington Civic Center. Maybe that's what this show has been, is a rehearsal, you guys.
A rehearsal?
What do you think?
A rehearsal for Joseph?
No, just a rehearsal. If there's no audience, then maybe we just did a rehearsal this morning.
Maybe. Oh, okay.
You know, and all
now
of my mistakes,
and
all my mistakes may just be rehearsal, and we'll work them out, right?
Yeah.
Before we actually do a show.
Yeah, there you go.
Okay. How about that?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
See?
All right.
You know what that leads back to? The hopelessness. Mm-hmm.
You found
the
hopeless.
Lie.
You
right.
did,
the whole
yeah.
thing.
You found the solution.
Full circle.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. Anyway, that's exciting. Maybe we should go see Joseph when it opens.
We should do that.
It's a team building.
I've actually never seen Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Really?
So it would be new
as
for
a former
me.
Pastor. I find that shocking.
I find that shocking too. I was just thinking about that. You know, as a divinity school graduate, I never saw Joseph.
You'd think that'd be required.
Yeah.
In something.
Yeah, some
right?
kind of format.
I mean, I do have a tradition of watching Jesus Christ Superstar every
All right.
every
well, that
Holy
is
Week.
A sufficient
Written by
replacement.
Atheists, but very, very accurate and true to
okay.
interpretation. So
right.
Well, highly recommend that one.
Isn't
true.
That,
okay.
I think that's also a Lloyd Webber, isn't it?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe, but I don't
but
know.
But it has
that
the
seems
SNL
like it's...
cast members, right?
Not that one. Yeah, the old 70s one.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going back a few years.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. Well, with that on that note, I think we should wrap up this show or rehearsal or whatever it is.
We probably should.
Yeah.
Right. Probably should put it in the can.
Before something else goes. Yeah. This one doesn't need to be saved, I don't think. You guys were great. I just want to point that out. You guys brought
you
it.
You did fine, Scott.
Boy. Yeah. Okay. Next week, everyone. A reminder that we'll be back in the same space, Megan and I, hosting Solutions from the Street. That is every second and fourth Friday of the month, so we invite you to mark that on your calendars and join us. And then, of course, the first, third, and fifth Fridays is when we're here asking you to call in with That's Interesting. And so you can call us up and talk about whatever's going on in your world, like Randy West did. Can you imagine like rehearsing for like 2 weeks for a big show? I mean, that's all they have is 2 weeks. I thought it was crazy last year when I was in Annie.
I know, isn't that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it came together.
I know.
I mean.
It's amazing.
I didn't think we could do it, but we did. I didn't amazing. Think I could do it, but I did. But anyway, yeah.
Well, there you go.
So there you go. Anyway, so we'll be back next week with Solutions from the Street. Topic TBA.
Yes.
Right?
So we'll see what happens.
To be announced.
Exactly. True. Tomorrow, Megan Culp will be back here at the radio station.
Yes, I will. Radio
she works free. 6 days a week. It's amazing.
Radio Free Saturday Morning, which is a show with eclectic music, usually. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, you have, it's a mix. You have songs you've probably never heard. Then you have some old familiars.
Right.
You just never really know what you're going to hear. And I take a theme and I organize a playlist around that theme. And tomorrow's theme is in honor of Sinead O'Connor, who died.
Right.
And she had a lifelong struggle with mental illness. And so it's musicians who have mental illness.
Hmm.
So you have Jimi Hendrix, Eric Clapton, a lot of people who
struggle. Sure, there's a lot of, yeah.
And so it's just songs by those artists. So,
okay.
Sadly enough, yeah, there's quite a few of them, huh?
Yeah. There are when you think about it.
Yeah.
There are. I'm afraid.
Yeah. Brian Wilson.
Right.
That being a big one.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we'll listen. 9 to 11.
9 to 11 a.m.
No baseball preemptions.
No.
Back to normal.
Back
and hear
to
the whole full Megan experience.
Yes.
On
and it's
Saturday
an experience.
Mornings. It is. It's true. Listen in the dark room to get the full Megan experience.
Listen in the dark. Get an out-of-body experience.
I was about to say that.
There you are. And Scott Duran, you've got a show tomorrow, too.
I do have a show tomorrow. I do the World Beat Show, which is music from all around the world, as long as it sticks to the traditional styles of, you know, the African drum beats or traditional styles of music that the country has a given to the world. Tomorrow, is this going to be another set of Jimi Hendrix? Which now leads me back to, like, it's been a month since I did that Jimi Hendrix show. So, so it's been that long.
Yeah.
A little bit more. Okay.
So.
There you go.
But yeah, so I'm going to be doing that.
Nice.
Give another set.
Tomorrow.
Yes, sir. From 11 to 12.
11 to 12.
Yeah.
Right here. Cool. Very good. Well, that will bring our show to an end, you guys. So thank you for being here. I'll bring it next time, I promise.
Yeah.
You guys are great, like I said, but, you know. Oy. Anyway, Scott. But thank you for joining us, everyone. And we'll see you here next Friday and in 2 weeks for another That's Interesting program. But have a great week, everyone. Take care. Bye-bye. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.